Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to be looking at how AI could impact social inclusion and gender equality.
Really timely stuff.
It is. And we're diving into the work of Dr. Barry Barresi.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
He's a social entrepreneur who advises organizations tackling social justice, healthcare, and social impact innovation.
Yeah.
Big topics.
Huge.
And he shares his expertise through his blog, AI Social Innovators.
Oh, a great resource, by the way.
It is. I was really impressed.
Yeah.
So let's jump in. What stood out to you about his take on how AI could shift the landscape for social inclusion and gender equality?
You know, I think what really struck me was that he doesn't shy away from the challenges.
Yes.
You know, a lot of folks are really excited about the potential of AI.
Right.
And Dr. Barresi is too. But he also recognizes that there are some real risks involved.
Yeah.
If we're not careful, AI could actually make things worse.
Okay, so it's not just a magic bullet.
No, definitely not.
So what are some of the specific challenges that Dr. Barresi highlights?
Well, one of the big ones is bias. You know, AI systems are trained on data. And if that data reflects existing biases, then the AI will learn to perpetuate those biases.
That makes sense.
So, for example, if you trained an AI on a data set of hiring decisions where men were consistently favored over women, then the AI might learn to do the same thing.
Right. So it's garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's why it's so important to be really thoughtful about the data that we're using to train AI systems.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
No, it's about how we develop and use it.
And Dr. Barresi talks about that in terms of three main areas.
Yeah, he talks about ethical vigilance,
okay,
advancing gender equality,
uh-huh,
and future-proofing AI.
So those are the three pillars.
Exactly. And he sees these as interconnected elements that are essential for harnessing the power of AI for good.
So let's break it down.
Yeah.
Starting with ethical vigilance, what does that even mean when we're talking about AI?
Yeah, it's really about recognizing that AI is not inherently neutral or objective.
Huh.
It's a tool that can be used for good or for bad. And so we need to be really vigilant in making sure that AI is developed and used in a way that aligns with our values.
So it's not just about the tech itself?
No, it's about the people behind the tech,
okay,
and the decisions that they make.
So what are some of the key aspects of ethical vigilance that Dr. Barresi highlights?
Well, one of the most important things is diversity.
Okay.
He argues that if AI is only designed by a small, homogenous group of people, it's likely to reflect their biases, and it might not work well for everyone else.
It's like trying to solve a problem by only considering one point of view.
Exactly. You're going to miss crucial pieces of the puzzle.
Right.
And so Dr. Barresi really emphasizes the need to include a wider range of perspectives in the development of AI.
And that means people from different backgrounds, different genders, different cultures.
Exactly. We need to make sure that the teams building AI systems are representative of the people who will be using those systems.
It makes sense.
Yeah. And this is important not just for ethical reasons, but also for practical reasons.
How so?
Well, if AI systems are only designed with one type of user in mind, they're likely to be less effective for other types of users.
Right. So it's about creating AI that works for everyone.
Exactly.
Okay. So diversity is crucial.
Yeah.
But what else do we need to consider when it comes to ethical vigilance?
Well, another key aspect is transparency.
Okay.
AI systems can be really complex, and it's often hard to understand how they're making decisions.
Right. They can feel like black boxes.
Exactly. And so Dr. Barresi argues that we need to be able to peek behind the curtain, so to speak.
Yeah.
We need to understand how these systems are working, and we need to be able to challenge them if they seem unfair or biased.
So we can't just blindly trust the AI oracle.
No, we need to be able to hold it accountable.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And the third component of ethical vigilance that he highlights is continuous monitoring.
Right.
So it's not a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Definitely not. AI systems interact with real-world data, which can change over time. And new biases can emerge. So we need to be constantly monitoring these systems to make sure that they're still operating fairly and equitably.
So it's an ongoing process.
It is. It's not a one-time fix.
Okay, so we've got diversity, transparency, and continuous monitoring as key elements of ethical vigilance.
Exactly. And Dr. Barresi argues that these are essential for building trust in AI systems.
Because if we don't trust AI, then we're not going to use it.
Right. And we're not going to reap the potential benefits.
Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and talk about advancing gender equality. How does AI fit into that picture?
Well, one of the most powerful ways that AI can help is by uncovering hidden patterns of inequality.
Okay.
You know, sometimes these disparities are really subtle and they're hard to spot with the naked eye.
Right.
But AI can analyze mountains of data and it can pick up on these patterns that we might otherwise miss.
So it's like AI is a detective revealing hidden clues that point to systemic bias.
Exactly. And once those patterns are revealed, we can start to address them.
So it's about identifying the problem so we can work towards a solution.
Precisely. And AI can also help us design more targeted interventions.
Yeah.
For example, AI-powered platforms could offer personalized educational opportunities to women and girls,
right,
particularly in regions with limited access to quality education.
So it's about leveling the playing field.
Exactly. It's about giving everyone an equal chance to succeed.
It's incredible to think about the possibilities.
It is. And it's exciting to think about how AI could be used to empower women and girls around the world.
But again, it comes back to ethical development and deployment.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that AI is used to empower women, not further marginalize them.
Absolutely. And that's why Dr. Baresi's work is so important. He's highlighting the need for a holistic approach,
right,
that balances innovation with ethical considerations.
So it's not just about creating cool new technology.
No, it's about using that technology to create a more just and equitable world for everyone.
Well said.
Yeah.
It's amazing to think about how AI could help level the playing field for women entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, that's one area where Dr. Baresi really dives deep.
Yeah.
And, you know, he talks about how AI could offer personalized business advice.
Right.
Or connect women entrepreneurs with networks and resources.
Uh-huh.
And even facilitate access to microloans.
It could really help break down barriers.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not just about providing access to resources. Yeah. It's also about creating a more supportive and equitable environment for women in business.
Yeah, and that ties back into ethical vigilance.
Right.
Making sure that AI is designed and used in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely. And that's why diversity in AI development is so crucial.
Yeah, Dr. Baresi really stresses that point.
He does. He says that if the teams designing these AI systems are homogenous,
right,
they're more likely to miss potential biases,
uh-huh,
or create solutions that don't serve everyone equally.
It's like building a house without considering the needs of all the people who will live there.
That's a great analogy.
You need a variety of perspectives to make sure that the final product is truly inclusive.
Exactly. And that's why Dr. Baresi also talks about the importance of cross-sector collaboration.
So it's not just about tech companies working in isolation.
No, it's about bringing together government, academia, the private sector, civil society.
Like a giant jigsaw puzzle.
Yeah, you need all the pieces to see the complete picture.
And by bringing together experts from different fields,
mm-hmm,
we can ensure that AI is developed and deployed in a way that benefits everyone.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked about ethical vigilance and gender equality.
Right.
Let's move on to the third area that Dr. Baresi highlights.
Future-proofing AI.
Right. What does that even mean?
It's about making sure that these initiatives remain effective as,
yeah,
technology continues to evolve.
Right. Because AI is changing so rapidly.
It is.
Yeah.
And so we need to be thinking about how to anticipate challenges and adapt to change.
So it's about building AI that can stand the test of time.
Exactly. And one crucial aspect of future-proofing is continuous learning.
So it's not a learn it once and you're done situation.
Right? Definitely not. It's about staying curious, being willing to adjust course as needed.
So what else do we need to consider when future-proofing AI?
Scalability is really important.
Okay.
You know, what works in one context might not work in another.
Right.
So we need AI systems that can adapt to different environments and changing needs.
Kind of like a universal translator for AI.
Yeah. I like that.
Making sure that it can communicate effectively across different cultures and social structures.
That's a great way to put it.
So continuous learning, scalability.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
AI literacy.
Okay, so helping people understand how AI works.
Exactly. You know, the more people understand AI, the better equipped they'll be to engage in informed discussions about its development and use.
And to hold developers accountable.
Exactly. It's about democratizing AI, making it accessible and understandable to everyone.
So it's not just about the experts.
No, it's about everyone having a voice.
It's about ensuring that AI serves humanity, not the other way around. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture, but like, what does this mean for like everyday people.
Right.
People who aren't building AI but will be impacted by it.
I think the key takeaway is that AI is already all around us.
Right.
You know, it's shaping our online experiences,
yeah.
the ads we see,
uh-huh.
the news we read,
yeah.
and even our healthcare. So it's not some far off future thing.
Right.
It's here and now.
So what can we do about it?
Well, first of all, we need to be aware of how AI is being used.
Okay.
You know, pay attention to the algorithms that are shaping your online experiences.
Right.
Ask questions about how AI is being used in your workplace or in your community.
So it's about being informed.
Exactly. And once you're informed, then we can start to take action.
Yeah. What kind of action?
Well, we can support organizations that are committed to developing and using AI responsibly.
Okay.
We can choose to do business with companies that prioritize ethical considerations.
Right.
And we can advocate for policies that promote fairness and transparency in AI development.
Right. So it's about using our voices and our choices to shape the future of AI.
Exactly. And it's about educating ourselves,
right.
You know, learning more about how AI works and its potential impact on society.
So we can be more informed citizens.
Precisely. And, you know, AI literacy is important for everyone,
yeah.
not just tech experts, because no. AI is going to impact all of our lives.
Yeah. It's really a societal issue.
It is. And it's one that we need to address collectively.
Well, Dr. Barresi's work has certainly given us a lot to think about.
He has. And, you know, I think his most important message is that we have a choice.
Okay.
We can choose to let AI exacerbate existing inequalities,
hmm.
or we can choose to use AI to create a more just and equitable world.
It's empowering to think that we have agency in this.
We do.
Yeah.
And we need to exercise that agency.
So to wrap up our deep dive
yeah.
into Dr. Barresi's work, has really highlighted the importance of approaching AI with an ethical lens.
Absolutely.
Promoting gender equality and ensuring that AI benefits all members of society.
It's about harnessing the power of AI for good.
Exactly. And it's a call to action for all of us to be aware, engaged, and committed to shaping a future where AI is a force for positive change.
Well said.
So thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and social good.
It's been a pleasure.
We encourage you to check out Dr. Barresi's blog, AI Social Innovators, for more insights.
Lots of great stuff there.
And until next time, keep diving deeper.